Simen Tov Tzadi Dalad, and we are up to the third Si'if. We'll be doing that. Siv Gimel Osir Lihisanos B'Motzoi Chag HaShavuos. There's an Isser of fasting on Motzoi Shavuos. Now, the halacha of Isru Chag of Shavuos is special. In that, if Shavuos would ever fall on Shabbos, if the first day of Shavuos is Shabbos, which it cannot according to our calendar, but in the days that they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, the Sanhedrin could have declared Shavuos, could have declared Rosh Chodesh in a way that the first day of Shavuos would fall on Shabbos. They could not bring the Karbonis, the Olas Re'iyah, they would not be able to bring on Shavuos itself. And therefore, they would always bring them the day after Shavuos. They would bring them the day after Shavuos if it was on Shabbos. Which means that the Iker Zman of the Korban of Shavuos, when it fell on Shabbos, would have been the day after. Therefore, the day after Shavuos is considered a Yontif, because it is possibly the day of the Hakrava of the Korban of Shavuos. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein omrim tachan nun mitchilas Rosh Chodesh ad chespo. Dahainu achar isru chag. The Ramah says that the minig is not to say tachtun, and the Mishnah Berurah adds also not to fast, from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, all the way until Isru Chag, till after Shavuos. Most people have the minig of waiting for a week after as well, because it was a tashlumin to Shavuos, where you had 7 days to bring the carbon, like every other yontif. So tachtun is not said, and one does not fast. What's the reason? Because on the second day of Shavuos, the first day of Shavuos is Rosh Chodesh, and on the second day of Sivan, Klal Yisrael was told that they're going to get the Torah. They were told to be Mekadesh themselves, which was followed by Shlosh Yisimei Hagbola. So these are all Yomim Tovim. We don't say Tachnun, and we don't fast. Now it goes further. The Ramah says, V'noagim lishtoach asabim b'Shavuos b'beis haKnesses v'habatim. There is a minig of putting asabim. Asabim is grass or anything that grows out of the ground, as opposed to trees. In shul and in the houses, zecher l'simchas matan Torah, as a way of commemorating the simcha of matan Torah. At matan Torah, it was sameach. All of nature was happy to the point that Har Sinai grew grass. Where do we see this? This is in the pasuk. The pasuk says, gam hatzon v'habokar al yiru el mul harahu. It became grazing land in the middle of the desert. Har Sinai became grazing land. The simcha in the Bria of Matan Torah turned Har Sinai into a mountain full of grass. So because of that, there's a minig of spreading out grass or other things that grow from the ground, grasses, in honor of Kabbalah Zatorah on Shavuos. When do you do this? On Erev Yontif or on Yontif? Obviously, you couldn't cut the grass or these flowers, the leaves, but if you cut them beforehand, as long as you had in mind that you were going to use them for this purpose for Shavuos, they're not considered muktzah, because you had set them aside for use. Whereas if Shavuos falls on a Sunday, you're not to go and spread them out on Shabbos in honor of Shavuos, because of Achana, you're preparing. Now there's another minhag. This is a different minhag brought down in the Mishnah Brura of putting out trees in shul. This is because the Shavuos on Abatzeres Nidonim al Peres Ha'ilan. It is the Rosh Hashanah that we're judged for the fruit of the tree. So people used to put out trees. The Grah was Mevatel this minhag, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it was very much like the non-Jewish custom, Lahavdil, of putting trees out for their festival, so that we don't do this anymore. Further, no, v'noagim bekama makomis lecho macholei cholov biyom rishon shel Shavuos. There are those in many places that have a minug of eating macholei cholov, dairy dishes or dairy foods, biyom rishon shel Shavuos, on the first day of Shavuos. Says the Ramah, v'nirali hatam shehu kamo hashnei tafshilin shalokhim b'leil pesach zeichel pesach v'zeichel chagiga. The same way that we know that on Pesach at the Seder, we do a Zecher to the Korban Pesach and a Zecher to the Korban Chagiga by way of the two Tafshilin, the egg and the Zeroa. Kain ochlim machol cholov, v'achar kach machol basar. Therefore, we have a minug of eating dairy and then meat. It's Yontif, so you eat meat. According to the Ramah, you're eating dairy and then meat. Utsrichin lahavi imahim beiz lechem. You have to have two different breads. You're not to have the same bread on the table for a milchik meal and then have that for a fleishik meal, because we're afraid that your hands touched it with, say, remnants of milchiks, and then you're going to be eating that with fleishiks. Therefore, you're going to have to bring a new bread. We put ourselves into a situation where halacha requires us to have two separate breads. That is a zecher to the shtei halechem. Al hashulchan, on the table, shu b'makam ha-mizbeach, which is in place of the mizbeach. Now, the shtei halechem were not burnt on the mizbeach, but there was a hagosha. You touch the mizbeach with him. V'yeshba, or at least a tenufa, v'yeshba zeh zikaron l'shnei halechem sheyu makrivim b'yom ha-kippurim, that is a zecher to the shtei halechem that they were makriv on Shavuos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that one has to be careful that if you do fulfill the minhag of the Ramah, remember the Ramah's minhag is not just to eat milchiks on Shavuos, but according to the Ramah, the minhag is actually to have two foods, to start off with milchik and then go to fleishik, and what you're going to have to do is change the breads. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should not be lenient with any of the minhagim of how we separate between dairy and meat all year long. So he mentions, first of all, that what you'll have to do is have a new tablecloth. You cannot use the same tablecloth for milchik and fleishik. What you also have to do is make sure that if you baked milchik bread, which was a minhag, so the halacha is you're allowed to bake a small quantity, just enough for a meal. If you did bake milchik bread, you have to make sure that the oven was kashered between milchiks and fleishiks properly, whatever one is noheg, and that you didn't use the same marda. In those days, they would take the bread out of the oven with some kind of spatula, and you have to make sure not to use the same one for milchiks and fleishiks. Apparently, some people felt that you can use one side for milchik and the other side for fleishik, or one side for milchik and one for parav, and it reminds you that in halacha, there is no such thing. You couldn't do that. You do not have to bench in between the milchiks and the fleishiks. It's only after fleishiks to milchiks that you have to bench. But for milchiks to fleishiks, you don't. Furthermore, unless it is hard cheese, there is no chiv of waiting 6 hours. If you're dealing with hard, sharp cheeses, then you would have to wait 6 hours and have birkas hamazon, the same as after meat, before milk. But otherwise, if you're dealing with soft cheese or milk or butter, you have them, and then you just clear the table, change the tablecloth, change the bread, and then you can go on eating fleishiks, although it is in the same meal. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down a minhag of having milk and honey on Shavuos, dvash and cholov, to have that on Shavuos. He also mentions another reason of eating milchiks, and he says that at Kabbalah Zatorah they found out that there were so many halachas, before you eat meat you have to have shechita and so on. They did not have the time to really go for that day itself and get themselves fleishiks, so that they were left eating milchiks. And as a way of commemorating that, what we do is we have milchiks on Shavuos. Now, another thing, if one fulfills the minhag of the Ramah and actually has milchiks and fleishiks together at the meal, and milchiks and then fleishiks, and does that for the sake of having to have two separate breads, two separate challahs, so that since halacha is requiring separate ones for milchik and fleishik, as a way of commemorating the korban of the shtei alechem, then they should be made of wheat. They should not be bread of any other kind of grain, because the shtei alechem were dafka, they were necessarily baked from wheat. Now, the minhag is to say yisker on the second day of Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that whenever one lanes kol ha-bechor, that's when yisker is said, the reason being that Kol HaBechor deals with Nedarim and Nedavis, it mentions Nedarim and Nedavis, and at Yisker the minhag is to be Menader or Menadav Tztokal, the Ilui Nishmas, the one that one is saying Yisker over. So that Yisker is said on the second day of Shavuos.